So let me just switch it on. So are there many other farms in like your situation?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. Because as I say, they sold all the pipe track.
Yeah.
Back to the farmers who had it originally, or to anybody if they didn't want it, to anybody who was inclined to buy it. I think so. No, they don't own. I mean, they used to own tremendous lot. They used to own a lot of houses in Newport. They had maintenance men that came here, put a new roof on once, they did. But I don't think they do. They've got very little now.
Yeah.
Very little other than what they own, obviously, the actual. And I mean, they're selling that off, I think, rapidly.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So the original plan was to expand, maybe, but it never happened.
No.
They were just buying all that land.
I suppose they had a big pot of money and they just bought a lot of land and.
Crikey.
I mean, they did all right out of it because obviously when they sold it again, it was. I mean, land has gone up, hasn't it? Historically, every year sort of thing, so I mean they didn't lose anything, but.
You, from your understanding, I will do some research, that there was a link between this farm and Tintern Abbey.
Yes.
So during your years here and with your parents' years, did you ever plough or bring anything up that was?
No. I mean, we didn't plough because of the.
Yes, I realise.
Topography of the ground.
Yeah.
We had to plough a bit in the war, but I mean, obviously, I can just remember ground being sort of under cultivation, but I mean, nothing since then. The only thing we did, we ploughed a piece out there to grow maize one year, and all we found was a few electric fence posts.
Really?
But we did find, we had a chap come here not so long ago with a metal detector.
Mm.
And he thought he was going to find a lot out there, but all he found was a cattle shoe. You know, the old shoes that they used to put on cattle to drive them, like if they wanted to drive them from here to Gloucester or something like that, they used to shoe them.
I've never heard that before.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so, I'll show it to you before you go.
So they would shoe cattle?
Yes.
So presumably this was in the days when you had a small herd that not fast.
Yeah, I mean, I can't figure out how the practicalities of shoeing cattle. I mean, horses seem to know, don't they? You know, you see them, they vainly walk into the blacksmith shop and lift their foot up, don't they?
Yeah,
but I mean, cattle wouldn't be of that way inclined, I don't think so. How they used to do it, I don't know.
Have you heard of people walking cattle to Gloucester and stuff?
Well, I mean, the old drovers used to walk, didn't they? It had to be. I mean, cattle now move all over the country, don't they? I suppose basically you would move from Wales to London, wouldn't you? I mean, that was where all the people were. The meat-eating people would be in London, wouldn't they?
So, what about your father? Did he drive cattle?
Oh, no. You're going... I mean, I'm not good on dates, but you're going back a few hundred years, obviously. Once... trains, I suppose, would have taken over first, wouldn't they? Transporting everything about, so, I mean...
So the nearest halt to here would have been Lamworn?
Probably. I don't think it was ever one of Bishton, but Mager or Lamworn would have been a... So, I mean, I can remember cattle coming to Seven Tunnels. There used to be a market at Seven Tunnel, and they used to bring Irish cattle, I think, into Seven Tunnel Junction and drive them just up the road and into the market. I can't say I can actually remember it, but they tell me it happened.
Gosh, I have heard...
I mean, I can remember... driving cattle from here to Seven Tunnel to sell.
In a truck?
No, walking from here to Seven Tunnel.
Really, Ken?
Yes.
So how old have you been then?
Not very old, but I was old enough to do it. I was old enough to walk from here to Seven Tunnel.
So how far would that be?
I don't know, really. Let's think. Be about... two to Redwick, four, 6 miles,
I expect. 6 miles,
a good 6 miles, I would think.
So you would come the way I've always come from Rodies, in a way.
We used to go. There's a lane, you know, where the nursery is, the children's nursery.
Yeah.
There's a lane that goes down there that joins our ground here.
Yeah.
So we used to go up that lane, turn right through Redwick, and then round by Undy, and then onto the main road and up to Rogget.
So would you have done that with your father?
Yeah, yeah.
And how long would that have taken? And how many cattle were you driving?
Oh, the most about 10, I suppose. Oh, probably not as many as that. But
yeah.
Very often we used to join up with Bennett's that lived where Tom James is.
Mm-hmm.
They used to take cattle. It was only sort of a spring sale. We'd winter cattle here and then take them to Seven Tunnel and sell them to somebody else to finish them off, I presume.
Did you always sell them?
We didn't want to bring them home, did we?
Oh, no.
I suppose, yes, we must have sold them. Which wasn't so good, really, for the vendors, was it? It was much better for the purchasers.
So, that would have not been an uncommon sight, seeing people driving cattle to Seven Tunnel.
No, not in my time. I mean, and prior to my time, obviously, there would have been a market. I mean, there's been a market in Newport, hasn't it? It had did it have 150... anniversary not so long ago. Well, no, quite a long time ago now. So, I mean, that would have been anything up to 200 years ago, there would have been a market in Newport, and I mean, all those would have been driven there. I mean, there was no other system. I suppose they might have had a horse-drawn cattle truck, would they, maybe?
I don't know.
Never really heard of one. I've certainly never seen one, but, I mean, it's possible.
Did you ever, do you remember any of the buyers there then? Do you remember any?
Not really. I mean, it was before my time as being interested in it. I mean, I used to like to think that we could do the walking. That was always a big job. But
and then you walked back?
No, we'd have a ride back home.
You would?
Oh, yes.
Okay. God, that's amazing. So your parents came here in 1936?
Yes.
And so what year were you born, Ken?
43.
So you're too young to remember the war, weren't you?
Yeah. The only recollection I have of the war, and it might have been after, is coming along the road there and seeing searchlights. Now, I mean, it could have been a celebration of the end of the war, or it could have been some other celebration, but that's the only thing I can remember of the war.
Did your parents talk about the war down here at all?
Well, not a lot, I don't think. I mean, we weren't obviously in the line of fire, were we, stuck out here? So, I mean, the only stupid thing I think about it was we had evacuees here in the war, yes.
Yeah.
Two boys came. Well, again, I can't remember them, but they were here. And they put a big decoy just down, matter of quarter of a mile away down there.
Down the track. Yeah.
Lit it all up and said to the German bombers, come and bomb this place here. I mean, as a decoy for Bristol or Newport or something like that. And yet they brought the evacuees here. Oh, dear.
That's funny.
It is.
So what was it? A temporary structure that's supposed to look like some sort of industrial?
Well, I mean, it was for night bombing. Obviously, it was lit up, basically, that's all. There was an old air raid shelter over there, I can remember that. Concrete and earth structure. But that was taken down when they put the pipe track in, because it was in the way of the pipe track.
Ah, so, okay.
Just down across the road.
So did your mother, so your mother, your parents looked after these evacuees for until the end of the war?
Yes, I presume so.
Don't know where they came from or anything like that.
Well, I presume it was London. I mean, most of them came from London, didn't didn't they? I think they were London's.
Yeah.
They were always known as the Wilkies.
Mm.
Now, whether it was, like people talk about Wilkinson's, they often say, "Donny old Wilkies." So I'm afraid I don't know whether they were actually Wilkie or whether it was just a way of, you know, nickname, if you like, for Wilkinson's. One of them came here after we were married.
Oh, really?
But that's the last I've seen. I mean, I didn't know him, obviously, yeah. But he came here because he could remember being here, obviously.
Yeah.
And but whether they're still in existence now or not, I'm afraid I don't know.
What about POWs? Do they come and help on the farm?
Yes, we had two, Ocker and Bartling.
German?
Germans, yes, yeah. I'm sorry, Bartling. I think Bartling's son wrote to my brother once or twice, but he was a very good horseman, because we had horses, obviously, going back in the wartime. I mean, we didn't have a tractor, and I think he sort of broke a cart horse for us when he was here. I mean, I don't think he stayed here. He must have. I think they had one at Underwood, didn't they? Had a big and Pennycoid Castle.
Yeah.
I think they had a prisoner of war camp there. So whether they came from there or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes. Again, I can't remember. You know, you don't know whether you actually were here when they were here or whether it's just that you've heard that they were here.
Yeah.
But I remember the names Ocker and Bartling.
Oh, gosh.
But, I mean, obviously, they would be no longer with us.
No. And so your parents used horses on the farm?
Oh, yes.
So you had stables here?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they didn't stay in them all the time. I mean, most of the time they were out in the field when they were working, obviously. Yeah.
So, your father came from St. Bride's?
Yes.
So that's quite high up?
Yes.
Came down here, it's very flat?
Yes.
Was there a period of getting used to this particular landscape?
Bound to have been, I would think, wouldn't it? I mean, obviously, like Penny Land, they used to grow corn, and I mean, it was an arable, stony. Dad always used to reckon it was terribly stony, so I don't know. And come down here and you can't find a bit of stone for love.
So they had what? Did you say about 9 cows?
It wouldn't have been much more than that.
So was that enough to support a family then?
Well, it must have been, I suppose. I mean, they would have kept, like, they would have kept the calves off the cows and reared them up. That's what we would have been taking to 7-tonner market every spring,
right,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which would obviously be a little bit more income.
Mm. So what happened to the milk?
Well, it went on a lorry. We used to take it to the top of the drive.
What, in churns?
That's a point. I can remember it on a tractor. I think that's right, they used to take it. They had an old Austin 7 or Austin 10 or one of the old Austins. And they had like a grid on the back.
Yeah.
And they used to put two churns on that, I think.
Really?
I think that's the way it was done.
So you've got your, presumably when producing milk here, you had a cooler system.
Yeah. They used to put it in a galvanised bath, like, you know, the bath you can have in front of the fire.
Yeah.
And a thing that water used to go in through the top and swirl it round, and it worked anyway.
Yeah.
More often than not.
Do you know who bought the milk? Do you know who?
Well, it would have been the milk marketing board then, wouldn't it? I mean, different Cambrian dairies, I think. It used to go to Marshfield, I think it went.
Yeah, that's a big dairy there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I can only remember when they had lorries, obviously. I mean...
Do you remember the hand milking?
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember I was milking a cow, trying to milk a cow, and I got up and left the bucket under there, and Dad wasn't too pleased because he would have got kicked over.
Yeah, crikey. So you've got one sibling, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, so from an early age were you expected to help out on the farm?
Yes, I suppose so, yeah. Mm.
So do you remember the feeling when the milking machine was installed? Was that quite a change?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I mean, it meant that, I don't know whether I would have been old enough to do it then. I mean, probably I was, actually. And, I mean, then if you had a milking machine, one person could do it. Whereas, you know, 9 cows to hand milk, you really wanted more than one person.
Really? But, is that quite a lot of work?
Well, yeah, I would think it would be. I can milk, but I mean, I've never done it as a living, if you like.
So, is it still dairy today? Is it still a working farm?
Yeah.
So, what do you do today? What's
only cattle and sheep, that's all.
Yeah. Mm. So what are the particular demands or challenges of farming on a landscape like this? Because I come from Herefordshire.
Yeah.
Hilly.
Yeah.
What about here? Because it's flat and it's wet, isn't it?
It's flat and it's wet. Well, there you are. That's the two problems, really. I mean, you can't do much in the winter time, not out on the land. I mean, they did a survey. I think I can find it back in, I think it was about 1959 or something like that. About the levels, and nearly every farm it was done as provide adequate wintering accommodation, because I mean nobody had sufficient wintering accommodation, I presume, and this was the same. That was one of them. I think the two things they put down was water supply and provide adequate wintering accommodation.
So for the uninitiated, those who aren't in farming, does that mean not enough shelter for livestock?
Yeah. I mean, cattle will live out, but, you know, you've got to feed them, you've got to get hay to them in some way, and you can't really take a tractor on the ground when it's wet. Or, well, you can, but you make a hell of a mess. So.
Is that the same for livestock? If they go out onto the ground when it's wet, it can...
Oh, yes, they would tread it up the same. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's no good for the next year's growth?
Well, this is the problem, yeah. I mean, depends on how severely you do it. I mean, 2 cows in a field probably wouldn't make a lot of difference, but if you've got any number of cattle out there, well, obviously they would make a fair old mess.
Would you ever go to Newport Market or Gloucester or Carmarthen?
I can remember Dad going to Gloucester to buy dairy cattle. It was a big market for dairy cattle. And, I mean, they went every Wednesday to Newport. I mean, Mother went to shop in town and Dad went to the market.
Yeah. Did your mother sell stuff? Was she a butter maker?
No, she never made butter. We used to do, chicken. I think we used to sell a few eggs. And, because Mother's sister was the butcher's wife in Caldicot. So they used to take the eggs on a Friday. Mother always took any eggs, any surplus eggs, to Caldicot and then did a bit of shopping and back home again on a Friday.
So she would have driven, would she?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So, would you know every reen on your land and watercourse, and would you know their names?
I would imagine so.
And do you know what direction they flow in and stuff like that?
Yes.
So how important is it to know that as a landowner?
Well, it would make common sense to do it, to know what's going on, I would think. I mean, we don't have much say in what goes on, because obviously that's all the domain of the drainage board and, it's Natural Resources Wales.
Yeah. Hmm. But is there ever a case where you think that you actually do know your land very well, yet Natural Resources Wales as it is now. Probably don't know it as well as you do. So does that ever, is that ever any great tension?
Well, not yet. It hasn't. I mean, we try not to rock the boat in any way.
So in the old days, there would have been the boardsmen.
Yes.
Do you remember any particular individuals who were the boardsmen?
Yeah, well, Stan Monk from Redwick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was the one who used to come and take the boards out or put the boards in. I mean, it was never a very easy job because people up at Bishton always wanted the water gone, and then perhaps some people wanted to keep water and things like this. And I can remember one man used to come down from Bishton, and he always had an axe with him. He was always going to chop the boards out. Whether he ever did or not, I don't know.
So who was Stan Monk's employed by then? Was that the
drainage board?
The drainage
yes,
board.
Yeah.
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 Have you ever got involved with that? Have you ever gone on the board?
I'm on the board.
Are you really?
I should be at a meeting this afternoon.
Oh, crikey. So this is the advisory board now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how has that changed now it's come under the auspices of...
Totally.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm totally... Well, I don't know whether you want to know about this, but I'm totally disillusioned with it entirely.
Yeah.
We have... I can't think of... I've been on there now since the new regime. I don't know, it was about 4 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything that we've suggested that they've done. As far as I'm concerned, it's a total waste of time. So don't feel guilty about stopping me going to the meeting.
Okay. Because
I would have gone because I said, you know, I went there initially thinking I could maybe give some advice or do something. But you can't because it's all coming from miles away now. We've had loads of different people come in running it. You know, you don't get to know anybody or anything like that. Oh, and everywhere you talk to anybody about the drainage board and they'll say, it's not as good as it used to be.
I hear that across...
I should imagine you do, so I'm not telling you anything that you don't know.
No, you're not.
But it's the way it is, and that's it.
Mm.
I mean, to be honest, I shan't be looking to go back on again, because every time I come home, Joe says, how was your meeting? And I say, I don't know why I bothered to go.
So it's almost, it's like Emperor's New Clothes, really. Is it just, does it feel like it's just tokenistic, having this advisor?
I think it is. It's for, we feel, if there's problems, they know I'm on the board, and they'll come and see me, and they think I can do something about it. But I can't, because I've no clout whatsoever.
Even though within that group of people, there is that intimate knowledge of this network of water.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, the one thing they said, oh, you were important because you set the penny rate, you know, which is because all the landowners down here pay on the acreage that they have.
Mm.
Well, of all the things I may know about, how and what to do with a penny rate isn't one of them. So, no, I mean, it's going on, but... perhaps it was too good before for farmers, I don't know. But, you know, when you think that must be 90% of their work is carried out on farmers' land.
Yeah.
They can't afford to fall out with too much. I mean, they've probably got the right to do it. We can't stop them doing it, but, you know.
But it's within your interest as farmers that it works well.
Oh, yes, yes,
it's
yes.
It's not being... You know, self-serving, is it, really?
No. There's lots of things. I mean, they used to do private contract work, which I always understood used to subsidise the free, you know, because the jobs that they do for nothing. But then they stopped doing that. Well, the one thing that all the advisory committee members said, why don't you start doing private works again? And it looked to me as though they took that up somewhere up, you know, offices somewhere. They said, no, we're not going to do it. And then they sat round the table and worked out a lot of reasons why they shouldn't. Now, I don't know that's the situation, but that's how it looked to me. And there's various other things that we've said. I mean, there's a thing going on now. They're going to put the surface water from one of the big estates that are going up on the steelworks.
Yeah.
They're going to pump it into Monk's Ditch. Well, everybody says it's the most ridiculous thing under the sun.
Because?
Well, it won't take it. I mean, Monk's Ditch floods regularly.
Yeah.
Without that, I mean, to have that extra amount of water going down Monk's Ditch is ridiculous, I think. But they don't seem to want to do anything about it. They, I mean, whether it's because it's council and, you know, big money and all the rest of it, they I think they're going to accept it, and that's it.
So when you had the old, the drainage board in its previous incarnations, sorry, I'm just going to turn that off, should have switched it off. In its previous incarnation, how effective was that?
Well, I thought it was very effective. I mean, the work was done. I had no quarrels with it at all. I mean, we had work done, private works done. I mean, it was always done a reasonable price, and you knew it was going to be done well. I mean, you know, they have the equipment, they have the expertise. I just don't see why. And I mean, now there's all this money. You were folks, you were living levels, have got money. They want farmers to do the ditches out. It would all be sort of going round and back into the drainage board, but
yeah,
they don't want to do it. Well, they won't do it, and that's it.
But was there a case in its former incarnation where if you felt there was an issue, you could actually get hold of somebody?
Yes, I think you could. But nowadays, I think the people, the individuals who work there, are not supposed to talk to farmers. You're not even supposed to say hello as they go past.
That's incredibly frustrating.
I think it is. But as I say, whether anything will happen about it, I don't know. But I mean, what was it? Not so long ago. What's it? Andrew R. T. Davis, the Conservative, ex-Conservative leader, said that ARW are not fit for purpose.
When did he say that?
Well, there's been problems with timber selling, hasn't there? Selling standing timber at vastly reduced prices. Millions of pounds were lost, they say. No, I don't know that. I'm only, you know.
Mm.
But it's like all these big quangos or whatever they are. They don't work somehow, do they? I mean, there's nobody... The buck doesn't stop anywhere. It just keeps going on and on and on till it disappears into thin air.
Yeah. Mm. So in the old days, how were the rings maintained in your father's time and in his time?
Well, they had men used to clean them out with long-handled hooks, didn't they?
Yeah,
I can remember that happening on our Elver Pill, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you remember any names of men who used to do that?
Bill Christopher, Stan Monk again, who used to come as well? No, I can't remember. I mean, I wouldn't have been a lot old, but I mean, obviously they were the Redwick people that we knew, sort of thing.
So did you say that's Elver Pill?
That's Elver Pill, yeah.
So have you had Elvers up here?
Oh, you used to get a lot of Elvers, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At certain times of the year, because my friend and I used to go down to the seawall, we spent hours and hours down on the seawall, you know where the door opens, that would be black. With, you know, the elvers that they catch up in Gloucester.
Yeah.
Going up through the door, you know, against the current.
Yeah.
And up through and up into the reens, I presume. And they spent a couple of years here, did they? And then went back or whatever they do. I don't know the life history of an eel, but...
Did you ever have anyone up here with an elver net?
We had a bloke came here, I don't know how many years ago, 10-15 years ago now. He had a long, like a tubular net.
Yeah.
And he put that in the ring. And he caught quite a lot. And because he had his, like a kick box here, that he used to put them in underwater. But he didn't come very often. I mean, it wouldn't have been a business, I don't think.
No.
But certainly they were, I mean, never much more than about like that. I mean, they weren't the only green eels, are they, or whatever
they call them,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So as a child, were you told to keep away from the reens?
Yeah, but you've got to go in the reen. If you live down here, you've got to go in the reen.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, yes.
What for? What did you do?
Well, you either tried to jump it and you failed, or I remember climbing a tree and sliding down off a tree and going down in. I remember we had a plank across a side ditch down here, and I slipped off that, and I remember going home all soaking wet, and my brother was saying, "You said you got fish coming out of your ears." Oh, yeah, yeah, it's... I mean, they are dangerous, obviously, but, I mean, I'm still here, so, I mean...
Do you know, has there been any accidents over the years?
Not here, anyway, but, I can't think of any, not fatalities or anything.
What about swimming or boating in them?
Yeah. We had two chaps came here donkeys years ago, again, when I was probably in primary school. And they had a canvas-built canoe. And they said, "Can they leave it here?" We said, "Oh, yes." So Walter and I, that's my friend, we used to live up the road. We used to paddle down to the seawall sometimes. But it's very difficult because it's only at certain times of the year, just after it's been cleaned out, you can do it, because you've got all the weeds and the reeds and all. It's easier to walk.
That must have been quite an adventure, going up to the seawall in a canoe.
Well, not out the seawall,
no,
I know, only on the reen. I suppose it was, really. I mean, I don't expect children would be allowed to do it now, would they?
What about, I spoke to somebody who said they'd been skating on the reens when it was a hard winter.
Yes, I can remember. Yeah, I think my brother nearly copped it. On the ice must have been thick, but there was a place just up on a corner here where we used to dip water out, and I suppose the ice wasn't so thick there, and he went through there. But I mean, obviously there must have been somebody else about and got him out, and he lived to tell the tale. But
so have you done it?
What?
Skated on the reen.
Yes, I can remember. I don't know, I expect it was 63, wouldn't it have been?
Yeah, 62.
Everything was, I mean, even the seawall was frozen then, wasn't it? I mean, you know, the Severn was very nearly frozen.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
I've
yes.
not heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
You just said that, but you didn't have skates, you just did it in your shoes.
Oh, yeah, 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 on your shoes, wellies or whatever.
But you just said that you were getting water out of the reen. Why were you doing that?
Well, we had no water supply, not official water supply. So, I mean, I know we used to pump water out of the reen for the cows at night. We had a pump used to go like that.
A manual pump?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about for your own use, domestic use? Where did you get water from?
We used to go... we obviously had churns, milk churns, and again on the back of the Austin 7 or Austin 10, there was a tap on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Just to the top of the, you know, where that we were talking about the nursery.
Yeah.
Just there.
Really?
And they used to take the milk churns up, and I suppose they got milk, empty milk churns would come back, and they'd fill those, go up there and fill them.
Really?
And for drinking water and everything else, but all the cattle and all would have been using reen water.
Gosh. So, somebody mentioned to me, and I never thought about it before, that mosquitoes are a problem around the reens. Is that the case?
I'd never thought about it, but, I mean, usually it would be more stagnant water, wouldn't it? I think mosquitoes, larvae are in. rather than Irene's. But, I mean, Lord only knows what was in Irene's, but we're still here, aren't
still
we?
Still here. Is it a challenge for a farmer with livestock having Irene?
Yes. I mean, it's sort of a two-headed thing. I mean, you want the cattle to be able to go to the rain to drink, but you don't want them to get in there and drown, do you? So it is a problem. I mean, we pulled loads of cattle out of the rain. I mean, live, no, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you found them in time.
Because you know where Rody lives? He's
yes.
Opposite his house, got that little rain, is it? And he said that it's one of only a couple in the area where our cattle could walk down and drink from it.
Oh, yes, yes.
So do you try and have something like that in a field?
Yeah, watering, proper, like a watering and stoned. I mean, if you did it properly, you would stone it and...
Stone it? Does that mean...?
Well, just put like a hard surface there
so that
they could go down rather than disappear in.
Yeah. So what did your father teach you about farming?
Well, I suppose very nearly everything to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, never sort of made a big thing of it. But, I mean, I suppose he must have done, mustn't he, really? I mean, I don't know a hell of a lot now, but, I mean...
So, do you remember when Lam Wern approached him and said, "We want to buy your land"?
Well, I wouldn't have known a lot about it because I was away in school then. I went to Abergavenny.
Oh, really?
So,
to board? Or?
I was a weekly boarder. I used to go on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
And stay with a lady in Abergavenny for the week and then come home Friday night.
Was that King Henry V school?
Henry VIII school.
Henry VIII, yeah. Mm. Oh, is that unusual?
Well, it was... I don't know why they did it.
Yeah.
I mean, the stupid part about it was... I went from here to Abergavenny. Now, as far as I was concerned, it was a better arrangement than the normal going to Larkfield, Chepstow, because I would have had to get up early enough to get the Chepstow every day, whereas I only had to get up early on a Monday to get a train to go to Abergavenny, and then I was in the town, so I just walked to school, which was all right. But, I mean, as I say, the silly part about it, when I went to stay with this lady in Abergavenny, she had a daughter a year younger than me, and come the next September, they sent her daughter down to Chepstow. Now, I mean, if you think there's any common sense in that, I was sent up there, because, I mean, we didn't pay for the... I mean, obviously the council or the education authority were paying for the lodgings and must have been paying for this daughter to go to Chepstow. Doesn't make sense. But,
You used to catch a train, you said? What, from...
Yeah, from Newport.
From Newport.
Yeah, catch a bus at the top of the road, at Gammon's Corner, into Newport, then onto a train. We always were late on a Monday morning. We didn't get there till half past nine, quarter ten, but, I mean, it was only one morning. And then we used to leave early on a Friday night to catch another train to come home.
So are you too young to have done thatch a rick, a hay rick? Are you too young to...
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I can remember doing it. Not. I mean, I can remember it being done then, shall we say. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to cut the reeds off from the side of the road, side of the ditch.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And bundle them up and then Dad used to do it, I presume.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I coincided really with a baler coming. I think we had a baler in about when I was about 15 or something like that. So,
it's a time of great change, wasn't it? Farming.
Yeah.
You know, change over the horse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can remember the first tractor and all the rest of it coming here.
Can you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember the horses and I can remember the tractor, so I got to remember the time in between.
Right. So, what do you remember about the horses then? Do you know where they came from? Do you know where they. There must be the marketing workhorses somewhere.
In the time that I can remember, we only ever had... We had three. Derby, Leicester and Lofty were the three horses.
Mm-hmm.
Derby was an old horse that did all the general work. cat in things about and all that. And then the other two, I think they were mother and son. They used to be brought in for haymaking, like mowing was quite a hard job, and you had that two horses then for mowing.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the year they did very little other than just laze about, I think. But
did you ever do a mowing with a horse?
Not me, no. I mean, I can remember seeing it. I can remember being in the field, but I wouldn't have been. No, no.
Is that something your dad would have done?
Oh yes, yes, yeah. He had more.
Was it a skilled job then?
Well, I suppose it was, in the same way that it's a pretty skilled job now, isn't it? With a tractor, you just, I mean, it's much the same. You just directed your horses in the same way that you directed tractor.
So what was the first tractor, and what was the feeling when it arrived on the farm?
Oh, it was a big thing, big thing. It was Ferguson, Grey Ferguson.
New?
Yeah. TBO and petrol. You started it on petrol, and then when it was warm and working, you could turn a little switch and it would run on TBO then.
What's TBO?
Tractor vaporising oil, much the same as diesel.
Oh, right.
Only obviously it's not as explosive, I suppose, as petrol. So when the engine was cold, you had to start it on petrol.
So do you still have grips on your land?
Yes.
So have you kept them all, or have you got rid of them?
Nearly all of them are intact.
Yeah.
The only field that, as I say, we drained and ploughed is the one just below here that we grew maize in. That's the only one that's under-drained and nice and level and ideal.
Yeah. Was that a lot of work to do that, to make it level and drain it?
Well, I suppose, I mean, obviously the drainage business was done by a contractor.
Mm.
And the first time we ploughed it, I think we ploughed it, had a contractor in. But after that, I had my own plough and I used to plough it and do it all myself, virtually.
So the uninitiated, or the non-farmers amongst us, so why would you continue to keep a grip system? Because some farmers seem to have maybe replaced it with tile draining.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, cost for a start. But it was rather, well, it was a bit of a con trick, I think, by the CCW,
which is
the Countryside Council for Wales.
Yeah.
When they designated all this area as a site of special scientific interest, they said, "We will pay you profit foregone." In other words, if I said to them, "I want to drain a field and grow corn on it and make X number of pounds," they would pay me the X number of pounds and I wouldn't have to do it. So, you know, I know farmers are not all that bright, but even we could see that it was better to be paid and not have to do something than to have to do something and be paid and then get paid. So there was no opposition, you see, to them designating all this area as a site of special scientific interest. But they've moved the goalposts now, you see. I mean, we had quite a bit of money at one time. They've cut it down every year, every time we redo we haven't got any money, and they've cut it right down now. And they want us to do more. I mean, when they originally said, that's all, you know, we just pay you not to do things,
mm-hmm.
which is a great idea, but now they want us to do things, like ditching and...
When was it declared a site of...
I can't tell you exactly. There would be no secret about it.
No, it's fine. No, it's
okay.
I just thought you might need another one.
You're on the tape now, might you? Be careful. Can you say?
I've never heard anyone go quite as worse than me. I would love one if there's one going.
And
thank you.
Want something?
No, thank you. I'm sweating enough now.
So how far does the SSSI boundary, where is it roughly?
Well, it's basically all the level. I should imagine he's from the railway line. I mean, I don't know whether they included the steelworks. No, they wouldn't have included the steelworks. But, I mean, it's basically all, certainly all this. I don't know about St Bride's side, you know, the other side. But yeah. It would be from, I expect, virtually Chepstow right through to Newport.
So does that hamper you as a farmer then now, that it's going to cost you more?
Not at the moment, no. But you were saying about drainage.
Yeah.
If we'd have had all our drainage done then, it was very nearly for nothing, because they were paying us to drain it.
Yeah.
Well, then along come the CCW and they were paying us not to drain it. Mm. So,
But the grip system, as a system, is still an effective one.
Yes, it works, yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, you could get rid of it, but I don't think it would be a good idea.
Mm.
Not unless you replaced it with, you know, quite an expensive underdrainage.
So if somebody comes from Herefordshire now, come and farm on your land, I wonder how they would experience that. It must be very strange. You have to know this land really well, don't you, I wonder?
Well, I suppose you do. I mean, it's summer grazing, basically. It, you know, once it gets wet, you keep off it, and you wait till it dries up in the spring before you get on it again.
Thank
so, it's not rocket science, I don't think. But agreed, some people might find it difficult, and, you know.
So I was talking to Neville Waters.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, you know, how rich the a grazing ground it is, because of it once being part of the sea and being reclaimed. Is that, would you agree with that? Would you say it's really rich? Is the levels essentially rich grazing ground?
It's very versatile. You can do anything with it, provided you drain it. Which is what a lot of people have done. I mean, and still doing, I expect, some people.
Yeah.
And once you've done that, you could grow anything, you could do anything with it.
Mm.
And, I mean, it does tend to retain moisture in a very dry time, which you Hereford people would not.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, all our ground is about that much of topsoil, and then you've got blue clay.
Right, okay.
As far as you can go.
Yeah. So do you know where the Lamworn was?
Yeah.
I was speaking to Mike George.
Yes.
The other week, and he was saying it was known as the Rotten Lands.
The Rotten Bottoms.
Rotten Bottoms. Did you always know it as that?
Yeah.
Really? Why? Why was it known as that?
Well, it basically was. I mean, it's peculiar because that was always wetter than this, and this ground tends to go up towards the sea.
Mm.
I mean, not enough to have a contour or anything like that. But, I mean, you know, when you think that the Elver Pill is full of water, so it's level.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm. Well, down there, like just behind the sea wall, the Elver Pill will be down perhaps 20 feet below the ground level.
Mm.
Whereas up here, it wouldn't be more than about 6 foot, or probably less than that, maybe, in some places.
So what was there then? Were there farms there?
Oh, I mean, obviously farmers used to farm it, but I mean it was very much a summertime rushes and reeds, and I mean I never went over there, but it was certainly not very productive land.
Hmm. Do you remember?
You laugh in a boat.
Mossoms, I've never heard of that.
Haven't you? It wasn't the place you'd go and play or anything like that.
No, I never went that way. I always went that way. Down between you and the seawall, yes.
So do you remember when Lamworn started to go up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lorries, basically. Shale lorries. They used to go in, if we had one bloke come here and say, can you come and pull us out, we had dozens.
What, along this road here?
Yeah, well, they brought the other side of the pipe track is a road,
yeah.
A hard road, which was all brought here. Obviously, shale lorries, they called them, didn't they? I mean,
yeah.
They put the road there to put the pipes down.
Yeah, because they started to put the road on this side. They were going to put the road this side of the pipes, but then it was falling into the Rhine and various things, so then they decided to put it the other side and put the pipes this side.
What year was that?
Well,
how old are you?
Well, when did I leave? I left school in 1959, didn't I?
Didn't know you then, did I?
No, you didn't know I went to school either, I suppose, did you? No. So it would have been early 60s, wouldn't it? I mean, there ought to be a plaque somewhere saying when it was built and started and all the rest of it.
Right, how old are you?
But I mean, that was one of the biggest problems was the shale lorries. I mean, you only had the one bridge in Newport, the old, now we've got about three or four, haven't we, all the way down there? And they all used to be coming across there, and they used to go off the road regularly down here. I mean, but we learned after our tractor was no good at all. We just...
Really?
Somebody else had to do it.
So you would help initially, then?
Well, you'd try, but, I mean, it was just not on.
So could you have seen it from here?
What can you see from here now? I mean, it would have been about the same.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, it's all flat, isn't it? I mean, and if anything, that was... lower than this, really. I mean, it's all been built up. I mean, when you think that the whole of the steelworks must have been built on at least 4 foot of shale and stuff. So, I mean, that's a hell of a lot of stuff to bring here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there was no natural stone here. I mean, all the quarries all were working flat out and everywhere else.
Somebody was saying that there were camps around here, one at Nash, where all the Irish workers used to come and stay in caravans.
Could well have been. Yeah. Could well have been. I mean, obviously there was a tremendous lot of people involved.
Yeah. So what impact did you notice anything here when it was in full production?
We were relatively lucky in as much as you very rarely get a north wind.
Yeah.
Which is what you need to bring any sort of dust or noise or anything, pollution of any sort. So we didn't do so badly. I mean, it used to make a lot of noise sometimes, bangs and explosions and things. But I think that was only when they said they used to tip the hot molten slag, and if it hit water or something like that, it would explode, or, I mean, not explode, but quite noisy. Mm. So, I mean, it's much quieter now, certainly. I mean, you would never think that I, in my short lifetime, or anybody's short lifetime, would have seen it go up and we saw it blown down. We sat up in a window and watched the cooling towers go. You know, they had big cooling towers and they just went down like that. I mean, it's hard to believe, really, that... but, I mean, it's been very good. I mean, no end of people of my generation went to work there when they left school or virtually straight away and have retired from there, quite happily.
Yeah.
Having worked there all their lives.
Did you notice, Rody was saying that at market sometimes sheep that were kind of like were quite dirty had been exposed to dust from the...
Well, I know at one time Mager used to get this like a red dust, it would be on the cars and all like that, but we were lucky we didn't get that because the prevailing winds didn't bring it this way. So, I mean, and various people used to say that the dust used to cause trouble and with cattle and various things, but I mean, I don't know whether it did or not. I mean, it's bound to have had an effect, isn't it, really? I mean,
going back to, did you have shearing here? Did you shear sheep here?
Dad had sheep for never very many, But I suppose we must have sheared sheep, yeah.
Yeah, did you ever do that? Or?
Yeah, I passed a proficiency test in sheep shearing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Second. Was it one of those wind-up ones, or was it...
No, that would have been an electric one. But going back to Mr. Bennett, who used to be where Tom James is, they used to shear by hand, and I used to go and help and turn this thing. But it looked easy, but it was darn hard work.
I suppose, are you too far away from to have noticed the power station going up at Nash? That's too far from you, is it?
Yeah, that never had any effect on us, I don't think. I don't know when did that go
that
up?
That was the 50s, probably before the...
Well, there you are. I would have been barely knowing about it, would I? Mm. But
so you said that it used to go down to the seawall?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did you do down at the seawall? Would you go follow the ream down?
Yeah, there's like a way you can get down there and, what do you do down there? Splash about in the mud and have a fire very often because it was always driftwood.
Yeah.
You know, always bits of cork and driftwood and things like that. And,
Would you ever swim out there?
Not really swim. I mean, if the tide was coming in and it was a very hot day, sometimes we'd go down and splash about in the mud, but basically in the mud. Mud is lovely.
You were never warned away from it because...
No.
So do you have land that goes down to the sea?
No, not quite.
No?
No, about two fields away.
Yeah. So have you ever seen... The estuary at high tide?
Yes, I've been down there when you wouldn't walk along the wall.
Really?
Yeah, in places, yes. I mean, obviously the wall sort of goes like that, but I mean, yes, oh yeah, it would be splashing up over the wall, certainly.
It always struck me as it must be really intimidating.
Oh, I would think it is. I mean, especially if you stop and think that there's only sort of a wall between, you know, you and certain death, if you like.
Yeah. Do you ever think about being below sea level when that's at high tide?
Well, I mean, obviously, like the council know, if you want to build a house, they say, no, you can't build a house there because it's on a floodplain and there's likelihood of flooding. But, I mean... You hear tremendous stories of places where they've been flooded out, all sorts of places, but I mean, we've never had anything like that. I mean, I know I shouldn't say that, perhaps, but I mean, no, it never worries me, no.
So, do you remember the winters of 62, 63?
Yes.
What was it like here?
Cold. Left the car. We used to have trees. You see the one... big tree halfway up the drive.
Yeah.
Well, between there and here, there were withy trees.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the snow used to swirl and would sort of drift around those trees. And I left my car, because I was working at Caldicut, up the other side of the polo tree for 2 months, I expect,
really?
Or perhaps more than that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there roads?
The roads, you could get along the roads.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever have an orchard here?
A what?
An orchard.
Not really. I mean, we got the one Bramley tree there. There was a couple of others there. And I think Dad tried to plant a few in this where we got the garden. But there's only certain trees will do down here. You talk to some of the old people. And a lot of trees don't... Well, I suppose you don't like clay soils, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bramley apple is a lovely apple. I mean, we wouldn't get rid of that.
No.
But
you were never cider makers here, anything like
that? No, no.
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 Well, not as I can remember, anyway.
Do you remember any old characters from the Levels or from Redwick that stand out?
I don't know. I can't think, really. I mean, everybody is, really. But not that I can talk about. I don't think. No.
Did you know Hubert Jones?
Oh yes.
What can you tell
me? Yeah, I suppose he would be, yes, yeah. No, come to say, yeah.
Yeah. What can you tell me about him?
Well, he was very interested in history, I suppose, and things like that. I mean, I never had much to do with him, I don't think. Not, he worked on marines, I think, a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, or the seawall, perhaps. I'm not quite sure.
Was your family churchgoers? Did you go to church?
Yeah, mother went to church, certainly, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you have to?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to go. Read the lesson.
Really? So, did you get big congregations there?
No. Probably about the same as they get now, actually. I mean, if you went half a dozen, it was pretty good.
Do you remember Mrs. Howells, the shopkeeper? Was it Mrs. Howells?
Mrs. Parker.
Mrs. Parker used to have the shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I was not in the village.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I mean, I used to cycle to school. I went to school in Redwick, obviously.
Where was the school in Redwick?
By the hall. By the church.
Oh,
we've got the church, crikey. The school, and the hall there all together.
Oh, crikey.
Schoolhouse, they call it now.
Yeah. When did the school close?
Just after I left. I think it did 1 year. After I left, would have been 54.
And what sort of school was it?
Well, it was... No. it was very good. I mean, Mrs. Ayliffe was a wonderful teacher. I think I owe a lot to her. You know, she used to do concerts and all sorts of things. And she was quite a character because she used to ride an autocycle from Killian down to Redwick School every day.
What sort of cycle?
Well, I think they call it an autocycle. Like a cross between a bicycle and a motorbike.
Did she?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, she did that and very rarely missed.
Oh, we'd love to find a photograph of her on her motorcycle. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, they maybe won somewhere, but I don't know where any are.
So was it just one classroom?
Yes, yeah, there used to be two. It was like, had a sliding screen you used to go through. Because he had two teachers at one time, Miss Halfacre and Mrs. Ayliffe. But then Miss Halfacre left, I think. I mean, basically, the school got to half a dozen pupils or something like that.
Did you walk there?
No, I used to either cycle when I was got a bit older, or they used to take me on a tractor. Because, again, going back to the fact that we didn't have water here, we graduated from putting churns on the back of the car to putting them on the tractor. So Len used to drive the tractor up to where we said to Spufford's there, and then used to take me on to school very often.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. What about the fete in Redwick? Do you remember, though, for the fete?
Yeah, I can't remember much about it. I know you used to have the races and, you know, the round the block and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah. Oh. Did you ever go to Whitsun Zoo?
I never went to Whitsun Zoo.
Oh.
No. I used to hear the lion. You could hear the lion roaring from here.
From here?
Yeah, oh yes.
That's quite a way, isn't it?
It isn't all that far when you think about it, actually. You go along there and back down, don't you? It's only over there less than half a mile, I would think, perhaps. Maybe a little bit more, not much.
Jason the lion.
Yeah, was it? I don't know what his name was.
I've got a photograph of him here. Let me find it.
I think Joe took the kids there once.
There he is.
Oh, yes.
He's a proper lion.
Yeah, proper lion.
Yeah. So, were you in Young Farmers?
Oh, yes.
So, did you ever go to any functions at Whitsun Court? Apparently, there were quite a few.
Yes, I went to... I think I only went to one.
Hmm.
Maybe they had more after I finished, perhaps. But yes, I remember going there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was when Mrs. Mabry was there, wasn't it? Yeah. Yes. Oh, lovely place. I mean, probably still is.
I mean, Young Farmers has been described to me as an informal marriage bureau.
Probably right.
What about, did you ever, I mean, I know you're probably some way from it, but did you know Howard Kite and the Porton Fish Ranks?
Yeah, I knew Howard, yes.
Yeah.
I remember we had, I used to go to the Usk Agricultural College for day release, only one day a week. And they were doing shearing demonstrations. And we had, Leonard had sheep here then, that's brother. And we'll come and shear our sheep. So we came here and Howard Kite came here then.
Really?
And I remember his mother saying, oh, ask Howard, because he didn't get out much, she said. So he came and, yeah, we had a few local people came and they brought all the kit and we got our sheep sheared, so it was all right.
Do you know where you sold your wool? Do you know where the wool went to?
The what?
The wool.
Oh,
did you pack it up in parcels?
Yeah. I think we used to take it into Newport Market, I think, and they used to collect it from there.
Mm.
But again, it would have gone to the wool marketing board, wouldn't it? I mean, via various people who would have collected it. I think they take it down to Newra now, don't they, I think?
I don't know.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have sort of places where local farmers, rather than a lorry coming round to each individual farm, I mean, the farmers take it to a collection point and it's picked up from there. I presume, I don't know about wool, because, you know.
Mm. All right, so I've spoken to a few people who used to follow the beagles around.
Oh, I didn't like them.
No?
No. I was a shooting man. I didn't want people coming chasing my ears about.
Are you a member of the wildfowlers group then?
No, nothing official. I mean, it was just friends who used to shoot every. I expect we went out most Sundays for 15 years, probably, just locally, you know, down to Mr. Waters, down to shoot his rabbits, and,
yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of hares here then, but we haven't got a hare of any sort now.
Have you seen any other changes in wildlife then over the years, things that have come and gone?
Buzzards have come?
Yeah.
Hares have gone. Now, you work it out, I know what I think, but people wouldn't agree with me always, but to me, I mean, it's... Oh, don't get me started on that.
Oh, really?
Mr. Packham et al.
Oh, right, yeah, I've heard lots about him down here, yeah.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
What about bird nesting? Do you ever go bird nesting?
Yes, oh yes.
Yeah.
Climb anything I could.
Would you? Really?
Yeah. But I mean, I know for a fact that we never had buzzards then.
Yeah, well, I've noticed, really, I don't know much about birds, but they are lots
of birds. It's unbelievable. Now and again, you go down, you'd be perhaps spreading muck, and there'd be maggoty things in the muck. And I think in one field, when I was doing it a few years ago, there was 12 buzzards just walking about, and you know, it's far too many.
Yeah.
Far too many. I mean, I don't want to see anything die out or become extinct, but it's you know, it's coincided with the less songbirds, and they say, oh, what's the reason? Well, it's obvious what the reason is.
Have you noticed that then, fewer songbirds?
I don't know about noticing the lack of songbirds. I mean, I accept what the RSPB say about it.
Yeah.
But I know there's a hell of a lot more buzzards about.
Mm. Did you ever go fishing?
No. I mean, other than in the rain, you should catch sticklebacks and things like that, but no, I've often thought, actually, I would like to, but I don't know, it's quite as simple as that now, is it? You've got to have licences and all the rest of it, have you? I don't know.
Well, salmon, you certainly...
Oh, yeah,
game
no.
Fishing, yeah, and there's a season to it.
Yeah.
Did you... oh, I've lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you then. So the whole point in the Levels project is, you know, raising the profile of the landscape.
Mm.
So what do you think is special about it? Because, you know, where I just live in Hereford, which isn't too far, if I mention what I'm doing down here, nobody knows about this area. They've never heard of it. They've heard of the Somerset Levels.
Yes.
But not the Brent Levels.
Yeah. What that's because the Somerset Levels floods.
Well, yeah. Well, yes, yes. I mean, how did you feel here when you heard about that? Was that unnerving?
No, I don't think so, because there was a reason for it.
Yeah.
And again, you're down to nature people. Because the main reason why they didn't do the reeds, or the rivers as they call them over there, was because of waterfalls.
Seriously?
I don't know that, but it's my opinion.
Yeah.
Because when they did it, it cost them £55,000 to move 50 waterfalls from where they were digging to East Anglia or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that didn't have an influence on whether they did those reams out or not.
Right.
And I'm convinced that that's a lot of the reasons why they weren't done.
Mm.
And I mean, it was stupid because waterfalls will avoid... You know, they're not going to sit there and let the digger dig them out and put them on the side. They'll swim down there and then they'll swim back. But that's what they did. And that, again, it's down to people like Packham and all that who are interfering with the balance of nature. And once you do that, you've got trouble.
And that's what I hear about the Wetlands Centre.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that wasn't a very popular move.
No, certainly it wasn't. Not locally, no, no.
Mm. What about mink? Do you get many mink here?
Not now. We had a period when there was a lot of mink.
Mm.
I mean, I shot a lot, the dogs killed a lot. Well, I say a lot, I mean, not that many. You couldn't make a coat out of it or anything. But we don't see them now.
Mm.
So whether they just naturally moved on or died or what, I don't know.
Are they a pest then for a farmer, the mink?
Well, not really for a farmer. I mean...
For chickens and poultry?
Oh, if you had poultry and that type of thing. I mean, they were, well, designated as a pest, weren't they?
I
think so. I mean, and they certainly wouldn't be very good friends with waterfalls and little ducks and things like that.
But, what about otters? Do you see otters here?
I've only ever seen one, and that was up in Redwick. We were coming home one day, and it was quite a way away, but I'm convinced it was an otter because it couldn't have been anything else.
Really?
But I haven't seen any on our reens or anything like that. But it's not to say they're not there, but no, I haven't. I mean, they keep telling me that I will, you know, that they are about and quite a lot about then.
Yeah. Do you know when, do you remember the first bit of the M4 going through? Did that affect you here at all?
Not really, no.
No?
No.
So was there no relief when they said they weren't going to extend it? It didn't affect you at all?
No, I was most disappointed.
Were you?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's got to come. It's got to come.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we go to Wistrives.
Yeah.
And we go up the A449.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't go from Mega on the motorway to the Caldera because you never know whether you're going to get through there or not.
Yeah, it's always so. It's chock-a-block.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if it had come, I mightn't have lived to see it used, but I didn't like to think I would. But, no, I think that was a great mistake. It'll have to come sometime, and eventually it's going to cost them twice. I mean, this is 25, 30 years ago they started talking about this.
But where would it come, though? Where would it have...
Well, it would have come between the steelworks and this road.
So, but that wouldn't have bothered you?
No.
Really? That's very pragmatic.
No, well, I don't think it would have bothered me. I mean, no, I can't think it would. Again, we don't get a north wind, so might hear it, I suppose. But it's all nice and level, so you wouldn't get lorries changing up or going down or anything like that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would have been very happy to see it. I think it just... totally the wrong decision. I think Mr. Drakeford is just keeping his head down. He's frightened to upset people. I mean, if they'd have stopped the... if it had been now and they wanted to build a steelworks where it was now, they wouldn't let them, would they? Mm. Because there'd be an otter there or a newt or a waterfall and they wouldn't have built it. Well, don't tell me that that steelworks hasn't been an asset to this area. I mean, not from a nature point of view, and yet, actual fact, it is, because between here and the steelworks, there's more rough ground and natural habitat.
Yeah.
And the same with the motorway. Sides of a motorway, nobody walks there.
It's true.
Mm. It would have been a 3 mile, not 3 mile, 10 mile. Nature reserve.
So, going back to my original question, so is there anything, if you could say anything about this landscape, what would you say? How would you describe it? How would you elevate it? If somebody who's never been here, what's special about it? Or different?
Well, you're probably asking the wrong person, aren't you? Because... you know, it's something you've lived with all your life, you don't regard as being special.
Mm.
I mean, it is. I mean, no offence to you and your associates.
Mm.
I wish you could just leave us alone.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because it's nice like it is.
Mm. Mm. What do you mean, leave you alone? Just not...
Well, we... again, some of you are gang, not you, but... what was the lady's name? She had a baby.
Alison.
She has, no?
Yeah, she had a little boy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Only last time we were at the meeting, she was there, and obviously very pregnant, and somebody said, when are you due or something? In about a fortnight. I said, you better go home. Oh, that's nice. All right. Only, I mean, she was there one night, one afternoon, and we broke up into little groups and had a whiteboard. What can we do to get more people to come to the levels?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want more people coming to the levels.
Really?
We got enough cyclists and walkers and litter bugs and all that now.
Mm. I didn't know.
I mean, perhaps it's a bit dog in a manger, but that's my feelings about it.
So, why were they asking that question? Is it? It's.
Well, I don't know why they were asking that question, but it was one of the questions that came about. Yeah. How can we promote the Gwent levels, if you like?
I wonder if it's because the sense I get from some people I interview is that this is land that's easily, quote-unquote, sacrificed. It's not, you know, so you have the steelworks, you have the power station, you have the motorway.
Yeah.
Maybe...
yeah. Well, it's nice and flat, you see. For a start, it's flat.
Yeah.
And it's consistent composition.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get when you come down here.
Yeah.
You can go as deep as you like. You might come to peat, but hell of a long way down.
Mm.
And that makes it easy for doing anything, building or...
yeah.
I mean, what beats me is they want to protect, if you like, the levels... and they seem to, like CCW and all that, have got teeth to protect the levels. And that they can't stop acres and acres and acres of solar panels going up here.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't come yet, but I mean, they are...
where are they going then?
Well, not very far away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it said that they plan to put solar panels virtually from Undy to Whitsun.
Why? Really? I've not heard that.
Well, I mean, maybe hearsay, maybe just somebody shooting a line, but, they won't let me do all sorts of little things here, and yet they'll let 300 acres of solar panels go up.
Well, so do you kind of feel like, as a farmer, that you're the last person that they'll ask? maybe, even though, but you know the land so well.
Well, I don't know whether that's the case or not. I mean, I no real objection to solar panels, but it just seems double standard somehow.
I can see what you mean by that. Can I just ask you a question that's completely out of what we've just said, or different, but somebody said to me about going to market and buying sheep that are maybe from Merthyr, and if they come down here, they're not used to reins and stuff, and that is something that animals or mothers will teach their young.
It can be a problem, yes, yeah. Well, I mean, when you go to places like Merthyr and that, those sheep have been used to roaming square miles, not acres, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's difficult to get that out of their heads.
Yeah. So does that influence what you buy?
It maybe, but I mean, I my brother used to buy Welsh ewes, but I mean, they used to come from Newport or somewhere like that. They weren't the real Welsh ewes, if you like. They were domesticated rather than feral, like you got up there. But sheep have got a nasty habit of killing themselves no matter what you do.
Have they?
Oh, yes. They've got an inbuilt ability to do it. If you put a wire fence all around the field, one of them would get his head in the fence and die.
So do you still go to Newport Market?
Pardon?
Do you still go to Newport Market?
Well, you'd have a job because there's no Newport Market.
Sorry, Raglan. Raglan.
I don't go, no.
Did you ever go to Marshfield?
No. How long ago was that?
It was probably 40 times late.
I would have thought so.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Ken, that I haven't asked you? Please feel free to say anything you'd like to add. Are there any old... Oh, do you have field names here?
Some, yes. Yeah, they're all, well, we know them all by name, yes.
What sorts of names are they?
Front Meadow.
Yeah.
Chicken Field.
Yeah.
Because we used to keep chicken down there.
Yeah.
Bonham Plough Field, because that was ploughed in the war. And then the bottom land that I told you my grandfather owned is known as Thorn's Land.
Yeah.
Because there was a farmer, Thorn, who'll come up on... old censuses.
Really? Interesting. Is there any... Somebody was telling me about the ghost on the Monk's Ditch. Have you heard about the hooded monk?
No, I mean, I've heard about the Redwick... Tom the Lord in Redwick, but...
Who's Tom the Lord?
Oh, well, he was... Well, I don't know whether he was a ghost or he was a figment of somebody's imagination, I would imagine. But there was various stories. I can't remember them all. I think Fred Handel did an article on him, I think. So that's probably printed somewhere. Supposed to be a gap in a hedge that's never grown where he's supposed to have gone through. And
really?
And they were, what was it, the story was that they were playing cards in the church on a Sunday or something, and it all took off, and they say that Redwick people never play cards on a Sunday now, which is not true.
What about working on the Sunday, actually? Is that something you always did, or something you...
It never worried me, but some people didn't, I know.
Your parents?
They wouldn't have looked for it, but I, on the other hand, if you had hay or something like that, I mean, it's got to be done, and that's it, I think.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think you've covered it all.
Have I? Well, I'll switch this off then, Ken, and then...